Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about the impact of Trump's policies on American assets. Buckle up, because this is a wild ride.
I'm ready. It sounds like we're diving into some serious economic territory. So what's the main takeaway here?
Essentially, the article argues that Trump's unpredictable policies, particularly his flip-flopping on protectionism, are eroding investor confidence and hurting the American economy, impacting both the stock market and the dollar.
Okay, so decreased investor confidence makes sense, but how is that manifesting in the markets?
Well, the S&P 500 had dropped 9% since its February peak at the time of this article, and the dollar had fallen nearly 6% against other currencies since mid-January, notably against the euro.
Wow, those are some significant drops. The article mentions confusion around Trump's economic team. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. It seems there's internal disagreement within the administration. Treasury Secretary Bessent apparently wanted a strong dollar, aligning with traditional U.S. policy, but Trump and Vice President Vance believed a strong dollar hindered American industry.
So mixed messages from the top, creating more uncertainty for investors. Classic.
Exactly. And then there's the talk of a Mar-a-Lago Accord, echoing the 1980s Plaza Accord, which weakened the dollar. This potential move, suggested by Trump advisor Stephen Moran, aimed to pressure trading partners, but further fueled the confusion.
A Mar-a-Lago Accord? Seriously? It sounds like they're trying to rewrite history. Didn't the article mention something about the administration misunderstanding the implications of a weak dollar?
Yeah, they argue that while a weaker dollar might make exports slightly more competitive, the impact is lessened now due to global value chains. Plus, the rising import costs hurt consumers more than the export benefits help manufacturers. Not to mention, household inflation expectations were already rising.
That makes sense. It's a delicate balance, isn't it?
Absolutely. And to make matters worse, the logic behind some of these policies seems baffling, to put it mildly. The article highlights tariffs, which should theoretically strengthen the dollar, but the opposite was happening, suggesting the negative economic impact of the tariffs outweighs any direct benefits.
I see, interesting. So self-sabotage?
It seems that way. The article even mentions a truly wild idea floated by Moran, taxing foreign governments holding treasury bonds to discourage them from owning dollars. This is insane. It might not even weaken the dollar, and it could severely undermine America's global influence, especially when it comes to financial sanctions.
That sounds incredibly short-sighted.
Exactly. The article concludes by contrasting the current administration's impulsiveness and incoherence with America's historical reputation for strong growth and wise economic stewardship. This shift, they argue, will ultimately damage American assets.
So a pretty grim outlook overall.
Unfortunately, yes. This article paints a picture of an administration seemingly undermining its own economic strength through erratic policies and internal disagreements. Thanks for joining us today for this discussion. Until next time, stay informed and stay engaged.
Goodbye.